It's Thanksgiving, a time for gathering and for family. For many, though, the holidays can be a hard time. I'm Brianna Willis, and this is Weekdays on BYU Idaho Radio. For our interview today, I was able to talk with people who have been instrumental in helping others find food in Idaho from the Eastern Idaho Food Bank.
Adam Walker, Eastern Idaho Branch Manager for the Idaho Food Bank.
John Aboot, Development Coordinator.
The Idaho Food Bank is the largest distributor of free food assistance in Idaho. They have three warehouse locations, one in Boise, one in Lewiston, and one in Pocatello, where Walker works. Under the Pocatello branch, they cover 16 counties. Thousands of pounds of food are donated and distributed each year. Just looking at the numbers for the Pocatello area is telling to see how much food is a problem in Idaho. The Idaho Food Bank uses partner pantries to distribute the food that the Idaho Food Bank collects. The food bank has many different programs targeting different populations and needs.
A program that was set up to address the needs of school children who are food insecure on the weekend. Throughout the school year, generally they would have access to reduced or free lunch and breakfast, but what do they do on the weekend? The Idaho Food Bank came together and set up the backpack program, which essentially is a pre-built kit that's available to different schools that are signed up with the program, and those kits are given out to children on a Friday. They're designed to fit in a backpack, so they're conspicuous, and the children are able to take those home, and it's foods that they can prepare that they don't have to have utensils to get into or you know, any other means to prepare the food. They're prepared and easily accessible for children. Other programs that we operate specifically out of the Eastern Idaho branch are what we call TFAP, which is called the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And that is a USDA federal program. That program has a application that requires a declaration of income with it. But once that application is done with our participating partners, distributing that food, that individual or family is able to have access to those USDA foods, which are generally shelf-stable product and some frozen proteins as well.
The food bank also operates a program for senior citizens who are food insecure to get the food they need as well.
It's similar to TFAP. There's an income declaration for the individual that receives it, but there's also an age restriction on that program as well, and they sign up for those boxes, and then we have partners that distribute those monthly or have those available monthly for those seniors.
A major concern in Idaho is helping those who live in rural areas and might not have the means to get to a food bank. To target this problem, they have a mobile pantry that will go to many different places.
Yes.
Yeah, across Eastern Idaho right now, we dispatch to 15 mobile pantry sites per month. And then I know across the state, I think the smallest community that we have a mobile pantry go to is White Pine. I think there's a population of about 90 there. But that's the thing about food insecurity. It doesn't really matter where it's located. It just exists, right? It geographically makes no difference. And a lot of time those rural areas, like Chana was mentioning, can have even more constraints. You know, when a family has to pick between having fresh vegetables or nutritious foods by making a couple trips to the grocery store to have those perishables available versus, you know, maybe taking that money that they would normally spend on fuel and transportation and putting it towards a utility bill or a critical medication. Most people will choose to do the latter. They'll buy the medication and they'll pay the utility bill. And food is often the first thing that's cut from a budget when there's a situation in somebody's financial status. So that's why we do not judge anyone who is looking for food assistance, and we don't require documentation from them to prove that status, because you could be somebody that is helping somebody else one day and the next day be the person that's receiving the help, and you just don't know, right?
Right.
And your life ebbs and flows, and it's that way for everybody. And so we're really there just to try to help those individuals through those difficult times in their life. That's why I really like why we're called a food bank, because many people will come back to us and volunteer and help us provide the services that we provide, because at one time they were a recipient of those services. So make a withdrawal and you also make a deposit, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the communities, and something that we always hold dear to our hearts, and really just try to help others realize that there is a need. And it's great to be in the position that I'm in, and I know that my staff would all say the same, that we're fortunate enough to be able to get to have our full-time jobs also be jobs of service. And that's a wonderful blessing.
The Idaho Food Bank has been around for a long time.
We started in 1983. There was a council of individuals that came together and decided that it would be advantageous to create a food bank where food donations were all collected in one central location and then distributed out to individual food pantries. That way food pantries weren't stepping on each other to try to get access to the same food sources. And also they could pull volume together and just have a better handle on getting food out to those in need. So the food bank was formed and space was donated. In 1984 is when that came together. 1983 is when they started looking at. 1984 is when they came together. And then 1985 was the first full year of distribution for the Idaho Food Bank. In 1985, they distributed 255,000 pounds. Wow. In their first year. Fiscal year 2018, we're close to 19 million pounds across the state of Idaho. So, and we serve 179,000 people monthly through our network of 400 plus partners.
So
statewide.
What is like the need in Idaho then, like?
We look at food insecurity rates. And so statistically, 1 in 8 individuals is considered food insecure. Food insecure, by definition, means that they're uncertain of where their next meal may come from. So 1 in 8 Idahoans is food insecure. 1 in 6 children in Idaho is food insecure. And so that's where the Idaho Food Bank really steps in. We try to cover what we call the meal gap, which essentially is individuals that make too much to qualify for SNAP, food stamp benefits, but they don't make quite enough to really provide nutritious food for a family. And so essentially that's the purpose of the Idaho Food Bank, is to try to help cover that meal gap. Many people ask the question, or pose a question often to us of, well, the economy is doing really well, so why, you know, why are you guys still distributing food? But the fact of the matter is yes, the economy is doing well. Unemployment rates may be down, but underemployment, which is lower living wages, is on the rise. And wages just do not keep up with the inflation of commodity food prices. And so with rents increasing and the cost of living increasing and wages essentially staying the same, and even low wages staying the same, it's not just, there's more of a need there than appears. So it's not just unemployment rates, it's underemployment. And so as a food bank, we see our distribution and need go up yearly because of that gap.
How much, how much has it gone up than this year from last?
Specific numbers, I think we were probably around 16.5 million pounds last year. I think it was close to that. It might have been 15.5. And then this year, or last year, fiscal period, 2018, like I say, we were close to 19 is what the numbers were. So as a percentage, I think we probably see an annual increase, depending on the year, of about 10%. However, since 1985, it's been exponential. So it's hard to really put a solid number to that. It just varies year by year. Mm-hmm. It really depends on what the economy is doing as a whole. But the need most definitely is always there. There's hungry people in Idaho and all across the nation. And it's something that just really isn't directly addressed, it feels like. I think when a lot of people have the thought of America or perception of America in their mind, it's not that there's poverty or hunger, right? So we really try to advocate for those people to get the word out that there is a need. And that's the mission of the Idaho Food Bank, is to feed, educate, and advocate for those hungry Idahoans.
The Idaho Food Bank itself has changed much over the years. They used to mainly use canned or dried goods, but now they have fresh foods as well. With those fresh foods, the bank is looking to help others get out of the situations they're in.
So we are now, instead of just providing a hand out, we are also providing a hand up. So we're working with low-income families, low-income individuals, and teaching them how to cook, prepare, and shop for nutritious foods and be able to do that on a budget. So we're teaching these classes where it's very interactive. We're actually cooking meals during these classes, and we're talking about how to make healthy choices and how to identify what items are healthier and how, you know, basically how to prepare those as well. And then we're taking them into the grocery stores and showing them how to do cost comparisons. And it's just a really great experience for all the participants. And they can really come away with a lot of really great knowledge on that. So we're definitely trying to work on that education aspect of it. And so we're really proud of that. We're really proud of that in changing how we're working with our individuals, especially from the health aspect of it, because it's really common where food insecurity also tends, you know, people who are food insecure tend to eat a little bit less healthy, because there is that myth where you can't eat healthy if you don't have the means to provide for that. So mm-hmm. we are teaching these classes to kind of break that myth, because you can't eat healthy on a budget. So they're really great classes. We're really proud of those.
The Idaho Food Bank is audited as a top charity for the past 9 years because of how they use their money and resources. This means any who wish to donate to the cause can know that the money is going directly to where they intend for it to go. To learn more about the Idaho Food Bank, go to their website at idahofoodbank.org.